This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, Japan said today its exports fell for the fifth straight month, thanks in part to increasing tensions with China. For its part, China says protectionist policies all over the world, including the U.S., are to blame for its economic woes in part. Now, of course, a protectionist attitude can mean missed opportunities for U.S. companies. And as our China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, that may already be playing out in the aviation industry.
As editorial director of Aviation Consumer magazine, Paul Bertarelli attends a lot of industry shows, and he's noticed something lately.
We're increasingly going to press conferences that are in Chinese.
Chinese companies are on a spending spree, snapping up U.S. aviation companies hit by the financial crisis, like the Minnesota-based Cirrus. China's largest state-owned aviation company, AVIC, acquired Cirrus and saved it from folding. AVIC did the same with a company in Alabama. Li Zoming is chairman of AVIC.
When we buy companies in the U.S. and invest there, we want to make our contributions to the recovery and development of the U.S. economy.
But even though AVIC kept these companies in the U.S. and restored jobs, Paul Bertarelli says, by and large, the aviation industry was suspicious of the deal. And it's the same the other way around. China's giving more scrutiny to American firms working in China's aerospace and telecom sectors. The growing distrust was evident in the recent presidential campaign, says Bill Bishop, an investor in startups in Beijing.
President Obama, in the final debate, referred to China as an adversary. So I think increasingly, you're going to see real pushback on areas that the U.S. considers to be sensitive or national security related.
AVIC has been accused of copying American stealth fighter technology to make China's first generation of stealth fighters. AVIC's Li Zoming denies this. But aviation expert Paul Bertarelli says it doesn't matter. Neither of the companies AVIC acquired in the U.S. could provide China with sensitive military technology.
There's no point in having this reaction and really being frightened of it. Capital is running around trying to find the best value.
And AVIC, with revenues of more than $25 billion, says for the time being, it's done investing in the U.S. Li Zoming says he'll take the company's money elsewhere. Reporting from Beijing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.